I know you've been very involved in clinical research on circulating tumor cells. Can you talk a little bit about where that stands?
The studies with circulating tumor cells that we have participated in a multi-institutional trial are of interest and actually now can be used clinically, so that this is a commercially available test, which I think will have some utility in managing patients with breast cancer. So what was found was that patients with metastatic breast cancer with measurable disease, if you do this assay for circulating tumor cells, if you have more than 5 circulating tumor cells, it's a bad thing. These patients tend to progress more quickly and live a shorter period of time than patients who have fewer than 5 circulating tumor cells. However, if after just a month of treatment, 3 weeks or so of treatment, the number of circulating tumor cells falls, those patients do just about as well as the patients who had fewer than 5 tumor cells to start with. So it appears that circulating tumor cells are a good surrogate for response and may have some advantages over, say, radiographic response. The assay is more reproducible. You get it in an earlier time point. And actually, in terms of correlation with survival, it's every bit as good as what you see with a radiographic response. So, you know, I think it is something that is different than the other tumor markers that we've had. I think it reflects a more fundamental biologic difference, so that I think it's going to have greater utility than the markers that we've had previously. And we've actually also completed now a study looking at patients with non-measurable disease. And of course, this is a situation where I know a lot of medical oncologists use tumor markers really without much data, so that actually we are getting data with this assay in this group of patients with bone-only disease, for instance, non-measurable disease, where I think it could be very useful.